Well, David Seymour's end-of-life choice bill has passed its second reading, 70 votes to 50. The second reading ahead of the vote sparked emotional speeches in the House. National MP Judith Collins held back tears in Parliament describing her father's death.
25 years ago, I held my father's hand as he died. And he died with massive amounts of morphine in his system. He is someone who was diagnosed with terminal bone cancer and given a few weeks to live. He lived 6 weeks. And in that time, he held court for his friends from the RSA to come and visit him, and he was able to be farewelled by us individually. When his body collapsed, he went to Matamata Poland Hospital, and he said he knew to say, "I have terrible pain, I need morphine." And he got morphine, and he got morphine, and he got morphine, and one day later he was dead. He died without losing his dignity. I have always been opposed to euthanasia as of right on the basis that people like my dad got to essentially tell everybody when they want to go. And I thought that was available to everybody. It's not available to everybody. It's not available for people like my dad, who happened to be in the wrong place, the wrong time, and without a family saying, "You give my dad everything he needs." That's the shame of this. I've talked to many people about this issue, and it's troubled me for a long time. And this year, I have been very troubled by it, because I felt that, having been opposed to it, that I was on the wrong side. And I am on the wrong side of it in opposing it. I'm the right side now to say that everybody deserves some dignity in their lives.
Now, Health Minister and Dunedin North MP David Clark opposed the bill.
During my childhood, my grandmother attempted to take her own life many times because she felt a burden on society as someone who struggled at times with a mental illness. My most fundamental concern with this legislation is that sanctioning euthanasia makes it easier for vulnerable people to feel that the most appropriate option is to take their own life, and that it is very difficult to ensure protection sufficient to preclude this ever happening. In opposition, I sat for a period on a select committee that considered euthanasia and heard many harrowing stories from both sides of this debate. And I came to the conclusion that improved palliative care practices will address many, but not all, of the concerns raised by proponents of assisted dying. The committee also reinforced for me the near unanimity of opposition from those in the medical professions with the most information and experience of dying, as well as those who work with dying, those who are dying and their families. This decision is not perfectly straightforward, as I am particularly aware of those who suffer from degenerative diseases. Nonetheless, on balance, I find myself returning to the same conclusion, born of personal experience, as with many in this House. I revisited the bill ahead of its reading in the Parliament in December 2017 and decided not to support it because of my previously documented concerns. I do want to thank, of course, everybody who committed to the process, who made submissions, the public as a whole. But as I conclude, I do want to say that I believe whether this vote is carried or not, people in this House carry a responsibility. If it goes down, those who vote it down have a responsibility for making sure we have improved palliative care. Those who vote it up, if it goes up, have a responsibility to ensure they do everything in their power to protect our most vulnerable.